How you doing, Brandon?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're a Toronto guy. You played in Streetsville. You played in Georgetown. Where exactly did you grow up?
I kind of bordered on Beaches Scarborough,
mm-hmm.
that area. I went to Birch Mountain High School, and I was kind of one of those hockey guys that went to Birch Mountain. There's a couple of us now that are playing.
Like who else is playing that went to Birch Mountain?
Toffoli, Smith Pelly, Stewart Brothers.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, were you a fan listener?
Pardon me?
Were you a fan radio listener?
The old man was, so I was listening to AM radio with him on the way to practice.
He is forced to.
So you were like a lot of spouses, forced to listen. Well, I like your dad. I like your dad already listening to the fan as well. Well, great to have you on board. Appreciate it. And, hey, first of all, a couple of big stops. I mean, you've had four stops in total, but Chicago and New York doesn't get much bigger than that. And maybe talk about the process in the offseason deciding to be sign on with the New York Rangers and what it's been like for you so far.
Yeah, I've been fortunate to have a lot of opportunities, and all four organizations have been amazing. And this summer was tough. Obviously, you hope to be one of the guys to go July 1st, and my path is a little different. I had to wait around a little bit longer. But, you know, I was fortunate to get the opportunity with New York, and it worked out to be a fantastic fit. And me and my family love it here, and I'm just hoping we continue our success.
Brandon, we talk here in Toronto about the young guys, and it's cool for these guys that are all like in their early 20s to be able to grow with the team all coming in at the same time and growing. How important is it, or what is it, you know, how important is it for you? And when you go and you join a team like the New York Rangers, does it make it easier? Because there's a number of new players in New York as well joining you. Does it make it easier? You guys are all kind of in the same boat coming to a new team. Does that help the transition a little bit more?
Yeah, for sure. And the core group of guys here have been amazing to the newcoming guys. I think we have around four or five new guys. And the transition has been really quick. And building that chemistry early obviously helps you get these wins, because 2 points now is the same thing as getting 2 points in April, right? So it's been a fun transition, and just looking forward to the rest of the year.
Brandon Peary joining us, Gord Stellick, Todd Alushko on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Originally in Chicago, second round pick of the Blackhawks, and you know, I would say last few years you would have had a number of different NHL coaches, but you would have had a few years there with Coach Q and with the Blackhawks, and maybe talk about what the Rangers are aspiring to do, what the Maple Leafs are aspiring to do. What in Chicago is a winner? What makes them a winner beyond the talent?
I think just everyone buys in, especially with the salary cap now. There's a lot of consistency throughout the league. So it's just a matter of, you know, coming together, gelling at the right time. Obviously, with Pittsburgh last year, they just got hot at the end of the year. And it's all about getting hot at the right time. But I think Chicago, obviously, they got guys like Kaner and Taves and Dunks on the back end, and Crow's been stellar for years. So it's they have a good formula there, and it's copycat league, obviously. But here in New York, it's we've had a lot of success in prior years, and we just really focus on playing fast, and that's the way it seems like everyone in the league is kind of trending towards.
Brandon, in Toronto, obviously we've got Austin Matthews this year, Mitch Marner, all these young guys and stuff. But you guys ended up getting, you know, the class of the free agents guys coming out of college, Jimmy Vesey. Speak to what he's meant to that club this year and how his transition has been into the National Hockey League.
Yeah, obviously he's not an 18-year-old like those other guys you mentioned, but I think that just helped him transition to being a pro that much quicker, just because he's 24, he's older, he's a little more mature physically. And he's been big. That line with him, Steph, and it was Nasher for a bit, they were pretty dominant, and it seemed to have a puck a lot of the game and on that power play unit. But I think he's, over the first couple preseason games and then leading into the regular season, he's gotten better every game, and I think that's what everyone in the organization expected of him and need from him moving forward.
Now, you've had one 20-goal season. Right now, you're scoring at a 41-goal clip, if you keep it going. But what is your role with the Rangers as far as the new team, Alain Vigneault, and how they maybe want to use you and how it may be different from other stops?
I have a big role in the power play for sure. And coming in, I was told, shoot the puck. You're not getting paid to pass it. So for me, it's just the coaches did a great job explaining the systems black and white. And as a player, that's what you want. There's less thinking on the ice. And then when you're in those offensive zone opportunities, it's just kind of skill takes over. But I think the coaches did a great job setting a system that's easy for everyone to understand and execute.
Brandon, we're saying, producer Matt in the back's like, you know, we're talking about your shoot the puck first, but we're looking at your 2014-15 kind of Cy Young numbers. There are 22 goals and 2 assists that season, so that would tend to say shoot the puck as much as you can.
Exactly, yeah. It's pretty funny how that worked out. The 2 assists were, one was a dump and one went off my foot. So technically, there were no primaries either.
Well, you've already equaled all your assists from that season already. One thing is, when you talk in Toronto, so many people listening out there, Toronto kids want to play in the NHL. You talk about the number of guys coming out of Birchmount, which is pretty incredible. What about, now, were you a GTHL kid? What was your, where did you play before all that, before you went to Streetsville?
Yeah, I almost was on as many teams there as I was in the NHL. I did the Marlies, Red Wings, and that.
And who'd you play with? Was PK then, back then, and those kind of guys?
He's a couple years older than me. On my team, we had Riley Smith in Florida and Tyler Seguin.
All right.
So,
not too shabby.
We were actually on a line for probably 5-6 years together, so we did all right.
Wait a sec. Riley Smith, Tyler Seguin, and you were on a line together for about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Hey, Brandon, quick question for you. I always like asking this to guys that are playing right now. When you played back in Georgetown or Streetsville, was there a player? Because I remember I played with a couple guys, and I'm like, I can't believe this guy never made it to the show. Like, I'm like, I made it. How did this guy not make it? Is there that one guy that you ever played with where you can maybe throw his name out right now and go, how this guy never got a chance is beyond me? Apparently not.
I was so young playing. It was a couple of the overagers were big time players. I just remember playing older teams like Hamilton and Oakville, and they always had guys that were able to dominate just because they were, I guess, physically more mature and they had good teams. But I don't know if there's anyone in particular that stuck out that was like, man, they should have made it or not.
Marcus Pride or Jeremy Wick?
Those are exactly. I played with Wick, and he ended up at St. Lawrence. Marcus Pryde, I think he went off to play D3.
Well, I'll tell you something. When you talk about playing with Seguin and Smith on your line, and all the guys that made it out of Birchmount, it's quite a group that's had success in the NHL that you're a part of. And hey, great start with the Rangers. Congratulations on that success. I know you got a game tomorrow night. Wish you nothing but the best. And thanks for joining us. And thank your dad for listening. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Appreciate you having me.